This time every Monday, always a pleasure to welcome Barry from YMCA. Good morning, Barry.
Hey, guys, how are we doing? It's great to be here. And Munch Away May, Cindy.
I love that.
Now, I'm getting a theme coming through consistently, especially from you, Daz, that while you've done some great work,
yes.
It's been sort of, hard work over April.
It was hard work, yep.
Yeah, it was hard, but it was amazing. It was such a great experience.
Yeah, so we've got the magnificent Mo here today.
Yes, we have.
My man Mo.
Hey.
He's here today to talk about your experiences because I saw it was hard work. You're in there 5:30 a.m. and a number of mornings at Casey Ark doing a workout. But I'm sort of interested to find out what results you got and how you felt and then we can get a better understanding about all of that from Mo because he sees that on a daily basis. Mm.
Yeah. Hey, Mo, welcome back.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yeah, we're good. Like
very refreshed after your holiday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just swanning around the Maldives, were you? Just as you do.
Yeah, not so much. In my head, maybe.
Hey, noticeable when you're not around the place, too.
Yeah,
very noticeable when you're not there.
People
a lot more relaxed.
Mm.
So much. I found the program hugely beneficial doing some work at ARC and also having a chat to people that come through to sign up and start a journey of their own to be able to explain the journey that we've gone through, and that helps them, I think, relate to the sort of thing that they can do. So I found it not only personally hugely beneficial and a great way to re-educate yourself, but also to be able to re-educate others when they, especially people who are a little bit older and they may not want to talk to some of the younger ones, they might not believe that they fully understand, even though we know they do, then to be able to talk to someone that's at their vintage that have gone through the same sort of thing is kind of nice to be able to do that. So it was a very challenging month, but we got an awful lot of benefit from it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I got great feedback from the trainers that got to work with you guys, and they really loved working with you guys and said that you're a very determined bunch.
They're entertained.
Daz and I are, yes. Daz and I are extremely competitive, and I think they picked up on
them
really quickly.
You warned them.
the one test that we did, I warned them. I got up straight away.
But hey, there's a really important point there, and it's about working out with a friend or someone else and pushing each other.
Yep. Mm.
It makes it so much easier. You know, if you're not highly motivated, and you do struggle a bit to link up with someone and A, enjoy it more, and B, push each other.
It's a great point because, I lived across the road from Race now, just across the road from the stadium, the station here. And if it wasn't for the fact that Cindy was going to be expecting me there at 25 minutes past 5 o'clock at ARC, I'd drive past Race to get down there at that hour of the morning because I knew that we were there working out together, and that's the most important part. And there was times, wasn't there, that we thought, if you hadn't been there, I wouldn't have been there.
I would have found,
I could work out at different times throughout the day, but to have your partner there was crucial to our success.
I found the trainers, both Tash and Jordan, are so different, but just so fantastic. Yeah. Both of them in different ways as well, so encouraging. Both of them also, Mo, you know that Daz and I are quite old now, so we've both got a few injuries that we're sporting, and we both have similar lower back pain as well. So they modified our workouts around things that would not impact on any back pain. And the stretching we did, all of it, it was just so fantastic. It really was. You said it was beneficial. It was amazing. I had a really good time.
Mm.
Not maybe in the moment, but...
getting up, getting there, walking in, starting the workout... At the very end, I was happy.
Yeah.
After it was certainly worthwhile. And you got home and you realised, boy, I'm so glad I did that.
Every time.
And that's the biggest thing. Like, we want everyone to walk away happy and, you know, feel fulfilled in the sense that they are accomplishing what they came out to achieve.
Mm.
And you brought up a great point, Cindy, that each trainer was different, but they were able to cater for your needs. And that's the importance of coming into, you know, facilities with qualified trainers.
Yep.
Because they're able to diagnose exactly what you need and get you to where you want without you having to fear... will I be able to do this? I won't be able to do that. Like, as you would see, Daz, that the amount of people that come through and be like, I'm not sure if I can do that, you know.
Exactly.
I've got this injury. I don't think I'll be able to train. I think I may have to step back. But if you touch base with the right people, they'll be able to give you the correct exercises that will make you feel better as well.
I also found getting to know the trainers, and there's been some other trainers that I know up there, but in particular Jordan and Tash, that I've been able to take people up on a bit of a tour up through the health club and introduce them to the trainers as well, knowing that if they were to spend some time with that particular trainer, they're going to be very, very well looked after, as they are with all the trainers, but I know the care that is taken now that was taken with us.
Yeah.
So as far as the results go, we haven't had the final
Yeah,
so Wayne. Excuse me.
No, we haven't been invited.
No, I told you last week. Yeah. No, seriously.
So we need to do that because it'd just be good to be able to see what the results were. And more, some of that is it. What's the line? It starts with V, but the one, the internal.
Oh, the visceral fat.
Visceral fat. So, I mean, I found that really interesting to see what those results, and then the one that the fat that you can't see around your vitals, that how much difference that made.
Yeah, and while we're on the topic, like, how do you guys feel? We've spoken about the body comp experience quite a bit, and, you know, there's always people that aren't sure about. How do you guys feel with the experience and actually getting a body comp scan done?
I think I was really scared, to be honest, but it's completely non-invasive. And I will say, Mo, you made me feel extremely comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I don't just take my shoes off and show my Shrek feet to everybody. So you were very honoured to have that experience, I imagine. But in all seriousness, though, it's you just stand on the scale. You hold the hand, what are they called? The handles.
The handles, yeah, with the scans on it. Yeah.
It's nothing. It is no big deal. You did scare me. You did say you will receive a little zap in just a moment. I had a heart attack. And then, then you did that. You walked off laughing. But, you know, you made me feel extremely comfortable. I'm sure you were feeling much the same, Des.
Well, I think it's great that you've actually got two types of the program. You get one that's private, you get one that I did that, and seem to be broadcast right around the whole health club. So it's kind of two ways. If you want to keep it private, fine, but if you want to broadcast it, you just take my program that everybody's tended to find out. It went on social media, which I thought was lovely.
Oh, really? It's gone global.
So this is the special one we gave you guys. So I think the important thing from this one is, though, that there is this sort of obsession with weight. And we need to get away from that.
Yep.
Yes, weight is one factor. It is only one factor of many. And hence the body composition analysis is so, so important. And that's why in that last week I gave you a challenge. Mm-hmm. Now, when Jackie brought that up with you last week, you gave a sort of a nothing answer. Mm-hmm. So I really want to know, did you accomplish 5 workouts in the 1 week?
Yes,
because
we did.
There's 10 memberships to Cranbourne Information and Support Services on the line here.
Mm-hmm. We'll throw in a little bit of a curly one because of Anzac Day threw us a little bit on that Wednesday. The centre wasn't open when we could go. So it was kind of threw us out a little bit there.
Well, it would have been 6 if it, Anzac Day hadn't happened.
Yes.
Yeah, so we included our last session, which was, I think, May 1st, which was our last PT session with Tash.
Yep.
That's our final one. So, yes, we were able to achieve that.
Yep.
Great.
And look, even if that hadn't been on the line, we still would have done it because we just found that we've got ourselves into a routine, which we've continued to be on our routine. So we're thrilled to be able to be involved. We know we're going to be able to help some people, which
is great. I will say, because I will continue back tomorrow morning at 5:30. Now, my bestie Denny is back from her holiday, so you'll be heading across the road to race now, and I'll be heading back to ARC with Denny tomorrow morning. But I can assure you, what I choose to do tomorrow when I'm by myself will be a lot different to what I was doing before this experience, because I now know you know, what is beneficial, what's going to help. And I know that Tash and Jordan will still be kind of swanning around the place watching me. So.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And that's the biggest thing is, like, you know, a lot of people, even that are currently coming to facilities, too easy to get caught up in routine and get comfortable.
Mm.
And that's why it's important to touch base with trainers now and then, because they go like, oh, excellent. You've gotten to the point where you're comfortable. And now let's take it to another level to ensure that you constantly are progressing and doing the right things to prevent injury. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I cannot speak more highly of both Tash and Jordan. If we can get a chance in the near future, Barry, to have them on the show,
fantastic.
That would be amazing. Mm. We'd love to have them in and show them, you know, our studio.
Put them under a bit of pressure.
Yeah. So what we'll do, Mo will organise Tash and Jordan to come along. And Mo, you can sit in the big chair.
Yeah. That'd be awesome, Jordan here. Yeah, to have them here.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
But before we finish on this, guys, I just want to compliment you and your dedication to, A, your own health and wellness, but B, to the fact of there are some people in the Cranbourne area who are going to be... Well, their life's going to be enhanced because of what you did. So thank you very much, and we really appreciate it, and that we now can help the Cranbourne Information Support Services, or CIS, to help some other people.
It's a lovely way to finish it off. Mm. And it just happened to be coincidental time-wise for Active April to be on, for us to decide to do that. Mm. But to know that we're helping some families which would never get the opportunity to come and enjoy what world-class facilities that we have here in our own backyard, then that's kind of makes it even a little bit more special. So thanks for the opportunity to be involved with the program, which is great.
Thank you guys.
Talking
so
about
much.
Programs, Menop program. We've got the man of Doveton sitting beside us, which has been labelled. But tell us a bit about what's happening with the Menop program at Doveton College tonight, Mo.
Yeah, so the last 12 weeks we've been taking a group of men that our goal was with this pilot program was to firstly build a better lifestyle in terms of a positive lifestyle in all aspects. So not just physical health, but mental health and even social health as well. And also develop some leaders in that actual community. So we're going through getting men to really identify the common challenges that the community is having and then stepping up and being leaders and making sure it's heading in the right direction. So they were taken through some real challenging stuff, not just physically, but we discussed stuff like family violence, prostate cancer, just even depression, mental health, all that sort of stuff. And they were really comfortable with that space and started growing that space and then taking it back into the community and trying to spread the positivity there. So tonight is actually their graduation for completing the 12 weeks of the program.
Great.
So it's really exciting and it's a big accomplishment because, you know, unfortunately, even some of these kids, like, you know, they didn't get a chance to finish school and they haven't really had a chance to acknowledge how amazing they really are. So tonight's all about them and all the people that helped out, all the supporting companies such as, what was it? Sorry.
You've lost me, mate, but that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Melbourne
Football Club.
Melbourne Football Club. So Dufferin College,
There's been some great stories come out of this this program, and Mo's underselling his role here. He's been there every week for them. He's taken them through the program every week. He's become a mentor slash friend to all of the guys.
Well.
And we've had some, as I said, some amazing stories. We had Ted Whitten Jr. Come down and talk about the E.J. Whitten Foundation and prostate cancer. Now, because of that and because of this program, every single one of those guys has gone and had a blood test to ensure, which they probably haven't done before, and checked, had their prostate checked. There's a PTI, something. There's a test from the bloods that they can check. And they all have had that done. And one of the guys has actually had prostate cancer as well and shared that with the with the team. You know, there's that. They did a cooking well, what did you cook up there, Mo?
Yeah, it was all just healthy foods and
healthy
getting
foods.
Educating them to implement that in their lifestyle and even for their families, like understanding how they can help out in that way to cook better options for their family.
But part of that was they started a discussion. It wasn't Mo or our other guys there, Tori and Alan. They started a discussion about, well, why don't men cook? And I think it's probably a cultural thing, but they started that discussion. They're starting to think. They've been doing team games a lot, and they're starting to learn about what it means to be in a team and be part of a team. You know, it's these experiences that we may take for granted, but these guys haven't had the benefit of, but are now learning. They're now, as Mo said, becoming leaders within the community, and we're starting another Men of Doveton in July, August, and they're going to become leaders, and they're going to come along and be part of it as well leaders for other people.
Love this. Love this.
Two key words out of that: community and also education, which is what we're all about. So well done on the program. We'll keep up to date with the program in itself and also when the next Doveton one comes on. That's 7:30 tonight. Anybody go along to that?
Sure, absolutely.
For the graduation?
At Doveton College.
Great.
And come along and we're actually entered just around the corner, don't you, Mo?
Yeah, right.
And love to have anyone there for sure.
No flooring update from YMCA race. I'm told not to mention that, so I'm not going to mention the flooring at Case Rose.
Well, I'm not right up to date with the Daz.
Patience. I've been there and seen it's almost there.
Yes, absolutely.
Keep a patience. So well done to Y as well. Again, Baz, thanks for flying in from Altona. It was great this morning. And for Mo, well, how far away are you?
I actually just recently moved to Narrowar.
So you jogged in this morning? Yeah, that's what you do. Always great to have you with us, Mo. We'll see you around the place and we'll organise our final check-in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds good
through the week.
To me.
Thanks, guys.